Susan Foley, tell me a bit about the Alaska Community Foundation. What is it?
The Alaska Community Foundation is an organization that lets people who want to be philanthropists put their funds together and use them for the betterment of our state and our communities within the state. And there are many different ways that people can do that, either by establishing their own funds, their donor-advised funds, or by contributing to funds like the Petersburg Community Foundation Fund, which is here to benefit the community of Petersburg.
How many local groups are there now that have done what Petersburg's done?
We now have 5 affiliates, and we're looking to add another 4 potentially this year. So we presently have affiliates in the Haines area, in Petersburg, in the Talkeetna area, the Kenai Peninsula, and Seward.
And Liz Cabrera, Petersburg's been functioning for now, is it 3 years?
Since 2008 is when we actually formed, but this would be our 3rd year giving out grants.
Give people a general idea of the types of things that the Community Foundation has helped fund.
We've funded improvements to Mountain View Manor Food Service. We've done several grants to the school system in support of projects there. The high school drum line was funded by the Community Foundation. You saw them in the Little Norway Parade just yesterday. We've also funded an emergency response system for WAVE so that someone who's calling WAVE will actually receive or be in contact with an individual here locally immediately at any time, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
What prompted the creation of the group statewide and to create these local affiliates? Where did the idea come from to create a foundation that was you didn't have to be a wealthy person necessarily to create a foundation?
You know, community foundations have been in existence for about 100 years throughout the nation, and there are several hundred community foundations all over the United States and even around the world right now. It's unusual for a community foundation to be statewide in a state that is as big as Alaska is, but the thing that makes it a perfect fit is that we have such a small population that we're not even as big as some of the communities outside that might have their own individual community foundations.
Do you have an idea statewide how much money the various affiliates in the statewide foundation have raised in the last several years?
You know, it's several million dollars. And
I won't quiz you for the exact amount off the top of your head.
What I do know is that there are about $58 million total in assets under management right now for the Alaska Community Foundation, and that the affiliates, like the Petersburg affiliate, are doing amazing things in their communities, and each community is getting several tens of thousands of dollars in benefit from a matching grant that's been made by the Rasmussen Foundation. The Rasmussen Foundation is unusual in that they not only display philanthropy, but they also encourage philanthropy, and that's one of the ways that they're doing it, which is terrific.
So, Liz, when somebody donates to the Alaska Community to the Petersburg Community Foundation, up to a certain amount, they'll be matched by the Rasmussen Foundation.
Right. This year, we're under a challenge grant match, and all contributions up to $15,000 throughout the year will be matched by the Rasmussen Foundation.
Why did you decide to get involved in this as an individual and a contributor too?
Well, when I first learned a little bit about what a community foundation could do, I recognized it as an incredibly powerful tool in a community. The things that you can do with it, and in perpetuity, funding projects is really limitless. And I thought Petersburg, there's so much love of community here that it was a perfect fit for our community. And I care so much about this town that it just seemed like a perfect vehicle to do good work in our community.